towards Meek. Lead pass, Yob, in on goal. Yob scores! Tony Yob! Yabba-dabba-doo! He ties it! Wanje out to the point to Meek. Right wing side, White. Shoot, score! If you're a Mustangs fan, you have to like the trend of the way this game is going. They are out shooting Tacoma 6-0. Remember how Tacoma dominated the shots on goal in game three.
Yeah, they ended up with 44 shots on goal. David Cabrera only letting in one. I'm sure they had to be shaking their heads after that performance the other night by David Cabrera.
To draw the Mustangs with it. They send it toward the net. Massey had it ridden off his stick by Poglace. A nice defensive play by Poglace. Scott Boston sends it to center. It's intercepted there by the Mustangs. Kevin Mackey plays it back into the Tacoma zone. Scotty Boston with the puck for Tacoma. Boston with 10 points in the playoffs across the line of Frazier's. Backhanded pass intended for Chapman. Intercepted by Phoenix. At they skate right to left. There's Martin Lacroix to Massey. He plays into the right corner. Chased down by Lacroix. Lacroix couldn't get it. Chapman does for Tacoma. Backhanded pass to Boston. He skates left to right and plays it back into the Mustang zone behind the net. Cabrera lays it off on the far side. It's taken by big Craig Martin. Martin, a veteran who played some of his career with the Winnipeg Jets. Played it out the center. Alex Alexiev, a long drive, goes back into the Mustang zone. It's chased down by Alexiev. Plays it toward the net. Cabrera with the stick save. Now Meyer plays it into the right corner. It's taken by Tacoma. McKellar tried to keep it in. Plays it into the left corner. And they call it offsides. Apparently McKellar didn't quite keep it in. From where we sit, we were screened out from where the puck actually was. There's a certain portion of the ice where we can't see from our vantage point because we're actually too low, and that is right against the boards, against the blue line and the red line.
Well, I'll tell you, that's not a bad thing, Scotty. Some of the buildings that you do broadcasts in, you're way up in no man's land. This is a great spot to see the game from.
The draw, the puck played into the right corner, Mustang zone. Ashley Buckberger fighting for Tacoma. Pass on the near side. It was kept in by Tacoma. Now the Mustangs come out. Pass too hot to handle for Schenk, but he gets the puck back, sends it around the boards, back into the Tacoma zone. On the near side, McKellar tries to clear. Mustangs can't keep it in. Now comes Buckberger. Two on two with Meyer. Buckberger shoots, that goes wide to the left side. It caroms around on the far side boards. Alexiev keeps it in for Tacoma. Pass on the near side. Tony Yob over for the Mustangs to send it out. It's kept in by Tacoma. Centering pass up the middle. Not getting a good piece of wood on the puck was Meyer. Now Buckberger in the far corner keeps it in for Tacoma. The Mustangs get it behind their own net. Here's Meek's lead pass. Too far at center for Yob. It's taken by Tacoma. Meyer sends it up on the right wing side. Buckberger in on goal. Buckberger had it knocked away by Gavirti, who gambled and came out of the net into the right corner. And the Mustangs will take the puck away and send it down ice. Oh, right there, David Gavirti doing his riverboat gambler routine right there, and he got away with it.
Well, I'll tell you what, David Gavirti's been obviously playing outstanding for the Phoenix Mustangs, but it is because he's taken those chances. They may be chances from our vantage point, but the way David Gavirti feels with his confidence, he's not taking any chances at all. He's just protecting his net, and he made a great play there as Buckberger came down on him. A little bit of a breakaway on the weak side, and he tried to cut to the front of the net. Gavirti came right out, did the two-pad slide. The puck went between his legs, kicked out harmlessly. David Gavirti doing his job.
Well, you talk about the snipers for Tacoma not scoring. Kim Mayer in front of the net all by himself, takes a one-time shot, ends up fluttering and missing the net.
Off the draw, the Mustangs with it. They lead the shots on goal 6-2. There's no score with 11:18 to go. Tacoma kept it in, shot it into the right corner. Brar's centering pass broken up by Phoenix. Now it's on the near side. Belange, a lead pass too far for Kevin St. Jocks. Back into the center ice area. Tacoma sends it right back. Approaching 11 minutes to go here in the first period. No score. Now lead pass. Here's Sean White up the middle, Tacoma zone. In front of Belange. In on goal. Shoot. Save is made with the glove by Allison. Point blank right there as Allison one-on-one against Belange stood up to the challenge.
And the thing about that is Hugo Belange took a great pass from Sean White. Got in behind the defenders. He was on a weak angle. He had Kevin St. Jacques streaking to the net. I actually thought Blair Allison was anticipating the pass. Belange, known for his passing abilities. He likes to pass the puck. Hugo tried to outsmart the goaltender there and fire it low along the ice. Good save there by Allison. 10:55 left. The Mustangs and Tacoma playing a very back and forth period right now.
A good sign for Tacoma with Blair Allison making a few grade A opportunity saves. keep this Tacoma team in it.
Stock Coletti along with Bobby McKillop and Matt Oliver here at the Madhouse on McDonald. DeAngelis, a long drive, score!
Mikey DeAngelis, he walked to the middle of the ice. He had a Tacoma player right in front of him go down for the block shot. He actually got it underneath him. It didn't go over him. Greg Martin was driving to the net. I'm not sure if Marty deflected it or not. It went right between the legs of goaltender Blair Allison and actually trickled in behind him, barely crossing the goal line. That's a big goal for the Mustangs. They lead 1-0.
Well, we see it. We know it from this vantage point. That third line has been very important key for this Mustang team in the playoffs, but the fans may not realize it. It's nice to see them be out there for a goal for the Mustangs.
Here's the call. Penalty coming up against the Mustangs, by the way, as the puck is touched up at center. We'll get the call on the goal, I believe, first, though. 1-0 Mustangs, as going off is Mike DeAngelis in the penalty box.
His second of the playoffs, scored by number 17, Craig Martin.
So they say that Marty did tap it into the net for his second
assisted
of the playoffs.
Goal by number 25, Martin Lacroix, and number 7, Mike DeAngelis. Time and a goal, 9:09 in the first period.
9:09, the time of the Mustangs' goal. It's an even strength goal. Second of the playoffs for Martin.
Mustang hockey.
That's great to see Craig Martin go to the net using his size and his speed. Hey, he's Johnny on the spot. He's a big goal for the Phoenix Mustangs. Now they got to defend on the power play here.
So DeAngelis going off. Here's the call on that.
DeAngelis, 2 minutes for roughing. Time and a penalty, 9:25 in the first period.
9:25 the call. 9:25. Roughing for DeAngelis. Here's the puck cleared by the Mustangs all the way down ice back into the Tacoma zone. 10:12 to go here in the first period. A minute 35 to go on the power play for Tacoma. Mustangs already 0 for 1 on the power play. Here's Ronick across the line. Ronick on the right wing side. Sends it out. There's a shot by Drevich. Pass save Girardi. Rebound Scotty Drevich on the near side for Tacoma. Cross ice pass to Meyer. Top of the slot to Boston. He shoots. Deflected in front. It goes wide. Rebound taken by Meyer at the left circle for Tacoma. In the Mustang zone on the power play for a minute 10. Top of the slot Scotty Boston. Back to Meyer. Left circle. Meyer played it wide of the net. It goes in the right corner. Chased down by the Mustangs. They dig at it. White will clear it high in the air, and it goes up over the glass and out of play. 59 seconds left on the power play for Tacoma. 8-3, the shots on goal. The Mustangs lead, and they lead it 1-0.
All right, we can talk about David Gavirdi till the cows come home in this series. And once again, Scotty Drevich right in the high slot with a great low slot shot that Gavirdi had to kick the pad out. Matthew Oliver and I looked at each other as he made the save, and we're like, what a great save. The amazing thing about the save that he made was he made it look so easy. He barely even moved, and he still shot his foot out there, kicked the puck harmlessly into the corner. David Gavirdi once again on his game.
Yeah, he's so calm in that, you know, he's in that zone, that's for sure.
To draw the puck into Mustang zone still. Side of the net, now in the left corner. It's taken by Corey Morgan of Tacoma. Behind the net, Edgar Zalkowskis. Played into the left corner to Morgan. Morgan, ridden off the play. They fight for it on the far side boards. It's kept in. Alexiev to Drevich. His shot goes deflecting wide. The rebound dove upon. Gavirdi couldn't quite get it. It's cleared on the near side. Kept in by Drevich. A long drive. Batted down by the defense. St. Jacques couldn't get it in the far corner. They fight for it against the corner boards. It's dug out. Play toward the net. Intercepted by the Mustangs. Kevin Mackey for Phoenix will flip all the way down ice back into the Tacoma end. Approaching 20 seconds left on the power play. The Mustangs lead 1-0. 8:50 to go here in the first period. Puck now sent back into the Mustang zone, and the Mustangs will golf ball it back to the Tacoma line. 8:40 to go here in the first. Down to 5 seconds left on the Tacoma power play. Puck taken on the far side boards, kept in by Boston. A long drive blocked by the defense. A rebound taken by Phoenix. Here comes Marty Lacroix up the middle, across center, across the Tacoma line. Drops it through the legs of Massey. It's kept in by Martin nicely. Played it into the far corner. Taken by Michelle Massey. He's pinned against the boards by Neil Donovan of Tacoma. Tacoma with the puck now. On the near side, it's taken by Scott Boston. 1-0 Phoenix. 8:10 to go in the first. The puck play back into the Mustang zone. Kevin Epp Gets the pass from his goaltender, Gavirdi. Clears on the near side towards the blue line to Massey. Massey, a lead pass to Lacroix. Sends it down the right wing side to Martin across the Tacoma line. Up the middle pass, batted down by Chapman nicely. Now comes Tacoma. Chapman will play it around the boards, back into the Phoenix end. DeAngelis pinches in the corner. Breuer intercepted. Off to Morgan. Shoots. That just goes wide. Corey Morgan, a nice dig right there for Tacoma. Now behind the net. Ronick pinned against the boards nicely by Meek. Mustangs with the puck. Hugo Belange can't clear. Pogue shoots it wide of the net. The rebound touched up, and let's see. We have a whistle. I don't know what the call's going to be right here.
I think the puck might have just barely come out over the blue line as Poglase on an errant Mustang pass right up the middle of the ice. Clark Poglase, a big solid defenseman for Tacoma, who can really shoot the puck when he gets a chance. We haven't seen much of him this series. He let an absolute howitzer go that almost beat Gavirdi to the short side. The only problem with that was it barely got outside the blue line. It's going to be offside.
Well, that Tacoma team actually worked the puck around really well on that power play. That's got to be a little bit better sign for them thus far in this series.
Mustangs on the far side boards, trying to clear their zone. The puck comes behind the net, taken by Tacoma, played toward the side of the net. Gavirdi knocked it down, a rebound in front, loose puck in the doorstep, and the Mustangs with it, and they clear down ice. This will be an icing call, but that was a safe play to do right there, as there is a sea of black shirts and the puck lying in between a whole bunch of legs right there.